Power Reading 2. Reading in Paragraphs.
Unit 4. Eco-cars. 3. Reading Passage. Since Henry Ford introduced the world's first mass-produced vehicle in 1908, the car has become an indispensable part of modern life. Car ownership has expanded widely since then. Now, with growing prosperity in China and India, a huge increase in car ownership is likely in the coming years. This may be good news for car manufacturers, but it is bad news for the health of the planet. Automobile exhaust fumes are a major cause of global warming, and we must therefore try to build cleaner cars. The answer could be so-called eco-cars. Eco-cars burn less gasoline or even none at all. Toyota, for example, has made great strides with its hybrid technology. The Toyota Prius, which went on sale in 1997, has become known as the world's first successful hybrid car. It uses a combination of a regular gasoline engine and an electric battery. The battery is charged while the car is running. This enables the gasoline engine to cut off, for example, when the car is idling. But even though this technology cuts fuel consumption significantly, the Prius still emits some exhaust gas. Another type of eco-car is one that does not use any gasoline at all. One example is a car that runs on ethanol, a fuel made from plants such as maize or sugarcane. One problem with ethanol, however, is that producing it takes agricultural land away from food production, pushing food prices higher. A lot of research has also gone into fuel cell cars, which generate power through reactions of hydrogen and oxygen. The great advantage of these cars is that they do not emit any carbon dioxide. They are also very quiet. The one big disadvantage is that we have still not solved the problem of how to store and distribute hydrogen fuel. Let's hope that we will soon find a way to enjoy our favorite mode of transportation without imposing an unacceptable burden on the global environment. 6. Summary. Global economic development is greatly expanding car ownership. Because cars contribute to global warming, we must make them cleaner. One solution could be eco-cars. The Toyota Prius is a successful hybrid car, using both a gasoline engine and an electric motor, but it still emits exhaust gas. Other eco-cars run on ethanol, which is made from plants. But ethanol production takes land away from food cultivation, pushing up food prices. Cars using fuel cells are quiet and emit no exhaust gas. The problem is that we do not yet know how to store and distribute hydrogen fuel.